For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world, from the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome back into a Wednesday edition of Birds 365. Joined now by Mike Gill from 97.3 ESPN, the best sports show down the shore in South Jersey. Mike, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing all right, guys. I'm doing all right. What's happening?
What's up, bud? We haven't talked on this show as well. Mike and I talk on his show, but I want to get your perspective from your text board when you hear from your listeners what they've kind of focused in on when it comes to training camp, what they've been most interested in, because I'm always interested to see where they're going with it.
That's a good question, because it's kind of been all over the mat. You know, we put it out there of what stories so far. And, you know, I thought a lot was going to be centered around, you know, the things that we kind of look at, right? The secondary, what's going on with that cornerback room. Everybody wants to know about the rookies, how much Quinyon Mitchell is going to play. But a lot of questions are coming in about Barkley and how they're using him and what part of the offense he's going to be. That turned into a big topic of conversation on Monday's show about Saquon Barkley and how he's fitting in, based on one of the comments that Sirianni said the other day about like how much command he's shown of the offense, Jalen Hurts, intermediate throws, downfield throws, but then he kind of said shuffling his feet and throwing the ball to Saquon and Gainwell. And that kind of sparked the conversation of, everybody loves the conversation for some reason, John, of throwing the ball to the running back and how much that's going to be a part of this offense. So that little comment from Nick Sirianni, I think, kind of sparked a lot of our listeners to say, well, are they going to use Barkley in the backfield? Are they going to throw him the ball? They haven't been doing that over the years. So I think people kind of want to see if that's going to be a bigger part of this offense than it's been under Nick the first 3 years.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it from the perspective of throwing the ball to the backs and Saquon as a whole, for the fans of training camp, Mike, it's been, you know, he gets the most cheers. It's interesting because, you know, there was a little bit, they were doing a ton of red zone work yesterday. There was like six touchdowns because, you know, you're always pounding the ball in the end zone. You have some good plays, bad plays, a lot of touchdowns. His touchdown got the biggest cheer. It was a little run up the middle. Nice play. But, you know, it was like Jim Brown was out there. It's interesting that the dynamic that the fans have. They are really excited about Saquon Barkley.
Hey, look, you know, you spent a lot of money on a piece. The interesting part is I think fans liked Miles and wanted him to be a bigger part of the offense. And then you go back and look. Miles Sanders had 1,200 yards and 11 touchdowns the Super Bowl season for them. That's a huge year. I mean, 1,200 yards and 11 touchdowns is a monster year. So I guess, you know, you go back to Miles' first year, he had 50 catches and 63 targets. Like, he was a guy that could have been an all-around back. They just don't use their back like that. So I think the Eagles fans might be saying, if you put this kind of investment, you know, Miles, you didn't want to pay. You bought Swift here and, you know, let him walk to bring Barkley in and paid Barkley a lot. I guess the notion is you want a bigger role for this guy than those two guys have. But you go back and look at the production that Miles had
and
massive Swift had production last year. Right. Yeah. You had a lot of production from that position. So because you paid more now for that position, are you going to put more of a focus on even more production from that position?
Well, one more follow-up. Sorry,
yeah, Xander. You're good,
John. It's interesting because you brought up Nick's comments correctly about him saying one of the impressive things about Jalen is, shuffling his feet, dumping it off, being willing to take that instead of maybe trying to extend things all the time. But he also said that same press conference, if people missed it, obviously, the passing offense goes through AJ, Devontae, Dallas, and then it becomes, all right, the rest of the puppies at the, the litter, you're getting the scraps after those guys. And that includes the running backs. So there's not going to be this massive sea change.
Does that include Dallas?
Yeah, he said Dallas. Yeah, he said those three guys.
I only throw that in there because, there's a lot of buzz about Grant Calcaterra, and that would assume that maybe the tight ends are going to be a bigger part of this offense. They were a bigger part of the L.A. Charger offense than
Ellen has a history. They played a lot of 12 personnel in practice, and there has been. I think Grant will be more involved. But Nick specifically mentioned AJ, Devontae, Dallas. That's it. And that's what should be, by the way.
Sure.
You should fire him if it isn't. So and he did bring up the old adage of there's only one football and there's only a certain amount of plays. And I think that was a little preparing people, so to speak.
Well, we saw it last year. Was it last year, the one year where AJ Brown had all the targets and Smith got none? And he won the game. It was like, well, A.J. Smith didn't get any targets. Well, that's life sometimes. So it might be a week-to-week proposition. Which guy is going to be the focus of the offense this week? Is it Brown that gets 12 catches, 10 catches, 12 targets? Is it Smith that gets the 8 catches and 10 targets? Is it Goddard that has, it might bounce around from week to week. That's just life in the NFL when you have a lot of good players. Sometimes you go in that meeting room and say, all right, Dallas, this is your week. We're game planning you to be the big guy because of what this defense shows us, and we think this is your week to have the big week. The players have to be okay with that, and I'm sure some weeks, most of the time they are, but, it's people like us who look back and say, well, why didn't Smith get the ball this week? Well, it wasn't in the game plan because of what, X's defense generally shows on tape.
Yeah. Mike, you're doing a daily show. You're talking to a lot of guys who are down there, Johnny Mack, one of them. I'll ask you the same question John asked about your listeners. What stuck out to you outside of the passing of the running back? What's a storyline that you've taken from camp so far? We're just over a week into this thing. A lot of storylines, a lot of talk about young players, different players. What stuck out to you so far through the first five practices?
Well, you hit on the young player thing, Quinyon Mitchell and what they're doing with him, kind of moving him all over the place. Howie said something the other day. I think he was on the Up and Adams show, and we played that audio about young players. And it's one of the things you love about camp is watching them progress and then progress up the depth chart. So as much as we all love to see what the rookies are going to do, you want to see where they end up on that depth chart and how fast they can work their way up. A lot of first round picks, they start right at the top of the depth chart. Well, Mitchell's kind of working his way through. It's almost like a National League wild card race here where you're like trying to bounce over a bunch of teams to get to the top. You have to get by this guy, then that guy, then this guy. Well, it seems that he is making his way to the top. So that's the number one thing, I think, is where are they going to end up settling in? Now, we can't see what Cooper's up to because of the injury. But where are they going to settle in with Quinyon and then eventually Cooper when he's back and ready? And where they will factor into this defense. I think that's got to be way up at the top of the list. The James Bradbury thing has always been interesting to me. I've said it on your show, my show, is I don't know why they didn't take a look at him at least at corner. Fangio let him judge for himself. Well, apparently Bradbury went to them and said, I'll go play safety. So I thought that was interesting. How he factors into that safety spot, I still think it's a long shot, for what he's getting paid, but do you just outright eat the money? He's not a special teams guy. He doesn't seem to be in the mix at corner at all. So his future, I guess, is something there. You know, the linebacker spot, Nolan Smith would be the other guy. Nolan Smith, you know.
Nolan's looked very good against Fred Jones.
I've heard the Nolan Smith, Mr. Lehigh this year, right, on the defensive side of the ball.
He's been
I've heard he's bulked up, looks bigger. The question will be, whose playing time does he cut into? Is he a Bryce Huff guy? Is he a Josh Sweat guy? Where does he usurp somebody to get more snaps and more playing time? So that, to me, is going to be pretty interesting on ultimately where they decide and how they decide to use this guy.
Well, I don't think it's an issue with playing time. I think the more he can play, because that's a rotational position. And we saw last year, it was evident that Hassan Reddick even, and certainly Josh Sweat, played too many snaps. So if he can get those numbers down and have a solid four-man rotation, that's what the Eagles want.
Yeah.
And Nolan Smith has got to be a part of it. And hey, he's got plenty of snaps, and they're going to have no issue divvying those up if he performs well. And that's a big part with Bradbury. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because he hasn't taken one special team snap. He's not playing special teams. Here's my concern with Bradbury, and he hasn't played corner at all, but Vic said he's going to play some corner for us. I think the presumption that they know he can play corner. So, you know, they could say,
they know he can play corner, but I don't know, maybe you're down there and can see the speed and everything. Is he just evidently not in the same class? This was a guy who was a second team all pro player.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
No, now, I
get it. Guys go from here to here pretty quick at age in the NFL, but did he have a down year, which he admitted last year? I know I didn't play well, but was that because of deteriorating play, or did he not fit what they were asking? There was a lot of reporting in there that he didn't quite like the way they were using him. So I would have at least liked to see, can I get another Pro Bowl, not even an all-pro level season, out of this guy while I'm paying him? That's all. If I'm running the organization for what I paid him, I want to at least see if he can do it. And if not, then I change course. Now, I do like I say with Mekhi Becton, I got this massive man. I would have plopped him at right guard from day one and just say, you're taking every snap there because you've never done it before. Go get the experience. I'm not going to bounce you from left to here to there. Go win a position. You're the most talented guy we got. Go win it. In that instance, I can understand just locking a guy into one position. But with the Bradbury thing, I don't know. Do they really think that he could go play safety at day one at camp and then be a safety that helps him? I can't imagine that. That's why I say at least give him the shot to see if he has anything left at corner. And then if you want to say, we tried you, these guys have passed you, go play safety, and then we'll figure out what to do with you after that. But I don't know.
Well, the problem is, if you heard James, I was with you. I said all offseason, Xander
right.
can attest to this. I was like, I think he's a perfect fit for Vic Fangio. He's a zone corner.
Right there with you. Yep. Yeah.
And he's speed has never been a big part of his game anyway. So when you talk about guys dropping off a table, it's generally because they lose a step. Well, he never had the step to begin with. He's always been a slower zone corner from that perspective. So I thought, yeah, he could have a bounce back year with Vic Fangio. But then they drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. And at that point it becomes, and that's why James said, well, look what they did. And they also brought in Rodgers. So he's like, if I'm going to have a role, I'm going to have to do something else. And that's the decision from his perspective. Here's my problem from Howie's perspective by kicking the can down the road. When you started, and James wasn't here for the OTAs, the voluntary stuff, and he got hurt at the start of minicamp, so he didn't do anything in the spring. And the second team safeties were Tristan McCollum and Mekhi Gardner. Very young players. Maybe they have an upside. Maybe they don't. Yeah, only the Eagles know what they really believe about these players. But now they've been kicked to the third team because they're playing Bradberry and Avante Maddox as the second team safeties. So you're taken away. And for those who have never been to a football practice, the first team gets the most reps. The second team gets pretty significant reps. The third team, it's like being the fourth receiver on the Eagles. You get scraps. You don't get a lot of reps. And the young players are getting reps taken away. So if this whole thing is about...
The whole concept, by the way, that's a whole other topic, which I don't understand. Why they don't have the third team and fourth team guys go on another field and mirror what's going on the main field so that they are getting the reps. But
boy, okay. You're making things more difficult for me, Mike. Keep that to yourself. Yeah, you can't watch seven fields at once. No, I agree with you, by the way. But I'm glad they don't. But they don't, you know, they have developmental periods, and that's for the lower level guys, but we're talking very few reps. And that to me doesn't make sense if your ultimate goal, and let's be honest, I think the ultimate goal is to trade James if Howie was taking truth serum and to get a conditional day three pick. Is that worth it? Is that worth taking away from guys who could help you for 3-4 years if you develop them correctly? I think this is a rare mistake from Howie Roseman. You drafted Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean for a reason. They're going to play. Isaiah Rogers is going to play. James isn't going to play at corner. Can't help you on special teams. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze, Mike.
Yeah, the whole Bradberry thing has been perplexing from the start. And I guess there's an element of, hey, we paid this guy. We got to try to figure out something to do with them. We don't want to eat the salary if we don't have to. So we'll try to see if there's any value there by moving him to safety and maybe take some calls on him. You're right. I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, and I guess James, you know, they picked up Bradberry in a year that he was coming off not having a great year. You know, New York basically did the same thing, like, yeah, go find another job after he had a really, really good year in New York.
Yeah. So he did the same thing at Carolina. He's got a history of good year, bad year. Like a baseball reliever. Well, yeah, guess what?
Exactly. Well, it's like anything in sports. You do something well, they study you on tape, they make the adjustment, you have to adjust back, and yada, yada. Here we go with the ping pong game. The greats make the adjustments, the pretty goods, you know, sometimes. He's been really good and then not so good. Really good and then not so good. Well, this is the year I would have at least taken a chance to look to see if there was a really good still left in him. Now the question is, you know, there was a lot of talk about Hassan Reddick when he was here. Like, oh, he's a really good guy. He would never hold out. That's just not his personality. And now he's holding out in with the Jets. You know, James Bradberry is, by all accounts, a pretty good guy, well-respected guy. Did the Eagles just say, and he'd go to them and say, guys, I can see the writing on the wall. You drafted two guys. Give me a shot to go play another position. And they just acquiesced?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean... Yeah, big said, right.
So the times that, you know, the Eagles and Howie have made mistakes.
For some, the sea is not a place. It is a calling, a home away from home. If you find yourself drawn to the water, we can take you there. Imagine you, your friends, and family on a private yacht in the most beautiful places in the world. From the Bahamas or the Virgin Islands to Greece, Italy, Tahiti, and beyond. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings, and it's easier than you think. Inquire today. Your next great vacation begins at moorings.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In their past, look, I like Roseman. I've never been a Roseman hater. He makes mistakes. Everybody does. It's a tough job in the NFL. I think what makes Howie separates him is he's allowed to make mistakes. Other GMs, they can't make mistakes because you're going to get fired, and that's no way to run to do a job. Roseman's going to make mistakes. He has made mistakes. And some of the mistakes he has made, you know, is being a little loyal to guys maybe longer than they should, extending players when they didn't have to. The Alshon Jeffrey obviously is the one contract that really comes to mind. But, you know, sometimes they've hung on to like a Jason Peters too long. And there's various accounts after they used to never do that, right? The Andy Reid era.
Well, Joe Banner was more.
Right, you were gone. But Roseman has admitted in the past, you know, hey, we thought we had a window, so maybe we hung on to some guys too long. And you know, that was a mistake that we made. He signs Bradbury to this big deal in part, my recollection, John, and you probably have more reporting on this than I would, but they offered C.J. Gardner-Johnson the deal. Gardner-Johnson balks, so then they go to plan B and go get Bradbury and bring him back and say, instead of losing the secondary, we'll bring Bradbury back. And that kind of backfires on them. Now, if this is the way this is all playing out,
yeah, that their original plan was that they were going to keep two of the three. Because remember, Slay, although he was under contract, the guaranteed money was done. They were going to have to make an adjustment. So they came into the process thinking they'd get Slay and CJ back and they'd lose James in free agency. And then things went south with CJ. And it ended up being James and Darius, but even Darius almost left at one point. Slay almost left for Baltimore, which he's now publicly admitted. And that was very close. And he and his wife said goodbye to the city, if you remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they were on their way to Baltimore. And Big Dom was one of the ones who
saw his golf cart this morning, John.
Yeah, I tweeted out Dom's golf cart, which is pretty awesome, by the way.
I think I saw it whizzing by me in Margate the other day.
Yeah. I mean, he's got Eagles logo that lights up when he flips it on. He's got personalized seats.
Just to give you full disclosure, there are more golf carts zipping down Ventnor Avenue in Margate than actual cars. We're at that point now. Where good. The golf cart has outnumbered
easier to get around, man. Yes. Easier to get around.
Yeah, Don so can get up there. Yeah.
And Don can get up to 40 on that thing, he said.
Oh, my God. He must have tricked that thing out. He must have upgraded them. He must have supercharged 40, that geez. Thing or something.
40. You can't drive down Ventnor Avenue at 40 miles an hour. Yeah. That's
and well, when Tom said that, I said, yo, man, you got to slow it down with these guys keep speeding all over the league. Don't tell them they can go 40.
Yeah, in the golf cart. Yeah, I saw Hertz was driving and he almost backed into a pole. And Howie, he watched the pole. It was pretty funny. Mike, let's move into the linebacker position. A lot of Zach Bond talk, you know, with Devin White there lining up. There's a lot of rotation. What do you make of that position so far through the first 5 days of camp? I thought we'd hear a little bit more about N'Kobe Dean at this point. What's your take on that position?
All right. So this is funny because Sirianni the other day named 13 different wide receivers. You know, he went through the whole list.
Yeah.
And he named them all. Fangio also named almost every linebacker in the room the other day. Oh, Bond, you know, we like him. He's never played the position. We think he could do it. Devin, he's a professional. N'Kobe. You know, he went all the way through the list of guys, and his answers were a lot shorter. And I said, well, is that his way of saying, I got nothing here? I mean, I just, it's funny because I'm interested, John, to see. I know Trotter, did he get hurt the other day?
He had cramps. Okay. It wasn't an injury, just It was really
I was reading Chris Trapasso over at CBS Sports had his all-rookie team, and he has Trotter as the first team all-rookie linebacker.
I'm guessing he's an Eagles fan, right?
I said to myself, does he know something that I don't know? Is he getting on the field? Is he in the mix here? Or is that just a prognostication of how bad the Eagles linebackers appear to
be? I'll ask Jeff Kerr. He's probably an Eagles fan, would be my guess.
Okay. Well, yes, I was, you know, and he had him, you know, ahead of Corley and Colston and some of the other guys who got drafted. So to answer that question, I think it's a fluid situation because while Devin White seems to be pretty locked in, you said there hasn't been a lot of N'Kobe Dean talk, but I think that they seem to be at least much like we're talking about Bradbury playing safety, Bond playing a position he hasn't played before, but more willing to let him play that position. I don't know. Do they look at him? I think we brought this up a couple of weeks ago. Like, is there a guy on that linebacker crew that they see as kind of like their Van Ginkle, where they can just kind of mold him into that type of player that they want?
Not yet. In fact, well, I guess the closest one would be Julian Okwara. And boy, he's getting trashed when he's trying to cover backs out of the backfield. So people are going to be very upset if he rolls out the Andrew Van Ginkle role, unless Zach Bond can morph into that. Right. They were college teammates, by the way, Zach Bond and Andrew Van Ginkle. But yeah, that flat defender is going to be a problem if he keeps using it with the guys they have playing it right now. And I'm not sure they have that player. That's a difficult player to get. I'm a little surprised the Eagles didn't go after him in free agency, but he was coming off a Liz Frank injury, so maybe that factored into it. He missed the end of last season. To your point about Trotter, though, he's gotten some first-team reps, not a lot. And I've said this to Xander a bunch of times, Mike. The whole linebacker room's almost interchangeable. Like, I feel as good with Devin White and N'Kobe Dean as Trotter and Ben Van Sumeren. I don't think there'd be that much of a difference. I really don't.
Yeah, and like the fact that N'Kobe Dean has trailed into that group. You were hoping he was going to pull away from that group.
Well, I think he is going to pull away. I think he's,
but not so significantly, like you said. Like, it could be one or the other. He might win it, but not because he's far and away the best option.
Well, that I agree with. Yeah. I don't think they have good linebackers. I mean,
at this point, John, is Bond ahead of Dean right now?
That's it. Technically, again, it depends how they've had five practices. All five practices have started with Devin White and Zach Bond as the starting linebackers. But the Kobe's, you know, then they go to seven on sevens and it's Devin White and N'Kobe Dean. Then they go to red zone and N'Kobe Dean's the only linebacker on the field at one point. So, and as I said, Vic is rotating guys like crazy. So Ben's gotten first team reps, Ben Van Sumeren, Jeremiah Trotter's gotten first team reps. They've all gotten first team reps. Oren Burks, I've said the only reason he hasn't is because he's hurt. I just think he's trying to figure it out. With the exception of Devin White, he seems to believe that Devin White is going to be the guy, the best linebacker on the team, which is a concern to me, Mike. But
well, you know, Fangio said the other day, if I have young players, I'll play them if they're the best players out there. Do we trust him on that? Or yeah.
He's a play the best player guy.
Okay, so then,
but
Ben Van Sumeren and Zach Bond are the best two. They'll be the two out there.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me in week six. You know, when they see the poor run.
Jeremiah Trotter.
I don't think it's going to happen week one, but it wouldn't be if it happened during the season. Wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, do you see Jeremiah Trotter as a guy that can play at this level right away?
He's very instinctive. That's a positive. He's undersized. He's a lot like N'Kobe Dean. Very instinctive player, undersized. Is he going to be able to hold up? He's not the best athlete in the world. They're very redundant almost.
So he's less. I guess I brought that question into the mix because TJ Edwards was a really good college linebacker, didn't test well, so doesn't get drafted, but had the instinctual ability and turned into a really good linebacker, even though he didn't have the
traits. Well, I'd say it's very similar from an instinct standpoint. The only difference is TJ was really big. TJ was
big guy.
242 yeah. and remade his body, and he was a monster, and he is a monster now. Those guys are undersized. So that to me would be the biggest difference. But they're very instinctive, both of them.
Got it.
And that's why I'm a little surprised that
to then go back to your original question, Xander, very fluid, still think that needs upgrade, right?
Yeah.
At Mike Gill Show, I know you got a hard out at 9. So everybody, if you're local, because we have a lot of non-local listeners, but if you're local and you're heading for a respite down the shore or listen to it on the app, 97.3 ESPN, the Sports Bash, 2-6, Mike Gill, best in the biz as far as I'm concerned. One last quick one, Mike. If I told you, Ed Kratz and I do top 25 Eagles every year, just pure football players. This year's A.J. Brown. Which I think is pretty apparent. If I told you this time next year, Ed and I are doing this list, it's going to be Jalen Carter. Think I'm crazy or you think it's a possibility?
Oh, it's a possibility. Yeah, no doubt. And I think for this team to be a Super Bowl level team, he should be in the conversation for the top two. At the end of the year, you would say this team made it to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl, and Jalen Carter was the best player on the defense. I think for this defense to be that level of defense, he has to be that level of player because I don't know that they have another guy on the defense. You know, we always talked about back when the Eagles, you know, Fletcher Cox was a younger player, and you would say, if you're the offensive coordinator for the team playing the Eagles, who's the guy that you're game planning for? Okay, 91 is right there. We got to figure out what to do with him. 98 has to become that player. They have to say, there's 98. What are we doing to stop him on this play? And if he doesn't make that jump, who's that guy on this team? Is Bryce Huff a guy that the other team, he might have to game plan him in certain spots, but not every play. 98, pretty much every play, you have to find where he is and what he's doing. So, yeah, it's A.J. Brown definitively number one. And if Jalen Carter's in that conversation, the Eagles had a really good year.
I would agree with that for sure. Mike, thanks for joining the show, man. I know you got a hard out. We appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you next week. All right, Mike.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Gill joining us on Birds 365. Good stuff from Mike Gill. Good to get another perspective. Good breakdown of the defense through and through. Pretty much got to every position group there almost on the defense. And I thought Mike brought some good perspective. John, if you're telling me that Jalen Carter might be the number one player, he'd have to have what, an all-pro season this year without a doubt, right?
I think he's that kind of player. I think he's the most gifted football player on the Eagles. And I think he will be number one on this roster sooner rather than later. You know, there's some concerns, maturity concerns, conditioning concerns. We talked about there's a reason he was the 9th pick in the draft and not the number one pick. But from a pure physical talent perspective, he already is the most talented football player on the Eagles already today.
Really? You think over AJ?
Yeah, today. He's the most talented.
That's pretty big comment there, John. I mean, I get what you're saying from a raw talent perspective, but when I view AJ Brown, I think he's the guy that's like, he's got some crazy raw talent. But if you're telling me Jalen Carter, you think is more raw talent, that's pretty wild statement.
Yeah. I don't even think it's that close, to be honest.
Really?
And people that listen to this show should know how much I respect A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Who's a great player. And I put him number one. And I've said he's the best. I've been on that ground floor that he's been the best player on the Eagles for essentially 2 years. And he's great. But Jalen is, again, we're talking about a guy that if he didn't have the issues in Georgia, and they were significant issues, so I'm not trying to dismiss them, but if he did not have the issues, would have been in the conversation and likely would have been the number one overall pick in the NFL draft as a and imagine as a defensive tackle over a quarterback in this era.
When's the last time a defensive tackle was taken one overall?
That's the kind of talent he has. And, you know, if you look at Aaron Donald, which, and I don't like to compare anybody to Aaron Donald, who was, I believe, 13th, but Aaron's undersized. So very small defensive tackle. And that's why he fell a little bit in the draft. And I always pat myself on the back because I called him the best player in that draft coming up to the draft. And I got one right for once. But with Jalen Carter, he's huge. And the way he moves at his size is just doesn't happen every day. Like the Eagles just lost a potential Hall of Fame player, and I think should be a Hall of Fame player at defensive tackle in Fletcher Cox. And as Mike just pointed out, I tell the story all the time. Every conference call we had with an opposing coach when we talked about the defense, got a block 91 and 55, 91 and 55, 91 and 55. 91 was always first. Jalen Carter's got more talent than Fletcher Cox. And Fletcher would be the first to tell you that.
From a raw talent standpoint, that's pretty amazing comments. I mean, it's good to know that we have that guy on our team. I can't wait to see what he develops into. Let's get to our next commercial break. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll have BLG, Brandon Lee Gowen. It's going to be good to talk to him because he's another guy who's been down there for each day of practice, has his eyes and ears on the practice field. So we'll see what he's made of the first 5 days of practice so far. We'll dive into all that. And then some offensive questions coming up next before we get to BLG. Appreciate everybody being here. Already up to 69 likes on the show. Appreciate you guys. If we could get to 100 likes, I think that's a good goal. I think we can get there. A lot of good viewership today, so we appreciate all you guys. Help us reach our like goal. Thanks so much for being here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Birds 365.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.